Doug, what concerned you about Ohio State as you prepared for them?
They don't have any weaknesses defensively. Everybody else we've played, we try and attack the weak link. Usually it's a five-man. And we thought when Sean Stewart played, we're like, okay, well, we have more of a traditional big. We can expose a little bit by spacing him out, but he just recovers so quickly and he plays so hard, you know. That's a really well-coached team. If you watch on tape and you look at the analytics, like, their defense is outstanding. Outstanding. It's really, really connected, physical, but not like – like, we played Oklahoma State. They were physical, but it was kind of to the point of ridiculous where you call foul every time. They're just physical, but with really good intention. They're talking. They're communicating. You know, Bruce Thornton – is such a good player. I know he had 25-9, but he blew up a couple of plays that we had where guys should be wide open, but he just instinctively read it. It wasn't his job at the time. And that stuff that, you know, I'm sure their staff will take credit for, but we hadn't run it. So that's just a really smart basketball player, understanding, looking around, communicating. So what concerned us was what happened, which is we cut to 7 with, 12 and a half to go, and they just decided they didn't want to let us score anymore. And we couldn't until the end.
You mentioned them playing without a traditional big for most of the game. What does it take to be effective defensively to the level that concerned you when you're not playing with a traditional big?
We got to be more physical. I mean, that was a rough game for Marcus Hall. He's a much better player than that. Look, this has been a long 14 days for us. We've been on the road 11 days, and we played 5 games in those 14 days, 1 at home. So, you know, we don't make excuses, but he's got to be better. He is better. But, I mean, like, no one's going to have 32 perfect games. That was his worst game. But I think a lot of that is that they're so athletic on that front line. You know, I mean, look, if we're cutting to brass tacks, the way this thing works is you got to spend your money wisely, right? And however much money they have, they spent it wisely on their bigs. Evan Mahaffey, you know, I remember I called his games. He was at Penn State. They got him dialed into, like, all you're going to do is rebound, defend, and drive to the basket or cut to the basket, right? Occasionally, he shot 1-3 when you're wide open. They got Sean Stewart, you know, ball screen roll or just be a big guy in the middle, and they drive off him. They kind of wedge. Oklahoma State does the same thing where they use him almost like a goalpost in the middle you got to avoid. But it's they are accepting their roles, and they're flourishing in them. And then, you know, the perimeter players, all those guards can just go get buckets. And so, and they're allowed to take a couple chances defensively because you have good anchors inside. But they are elite, elite defensively. And then offensively, they got a big-time point guard. And, you know, Michi scored for whatever the last 5 years in college. He's a bucket. And then the freshman, I mean, we knew we were getting into with Mobley. And we told him not to leave him. And then we left him, like, twice when it was close. I'm not sure what the purpose of a scouting report is. But, you know, Bruce was really the story. Bruce and Michi. Michi just with confidence. And then Bruce is, I mean, again, everybody will get caught up in the 25 points, but you can't speed him up. He defends for, what did he play, 31 minutes, 52 seconds. Like, he's always there defensively. He leads, he shoots, he scores, he passes. He's a big-time basketball player. So that's really, and the rest of the guys just defend and feed off his energy.
Coach, I'm going to wrap it up right now. One more question.
Just the one to Anthony Roy. What's he meant to you guys this year and to help you kind of get this thing going in your first year?
I mean, he's as good a scorer as there is in college basketball. I mean, like, he had 30 on 16 shots. And now he drives me crazy, a couple of bad habits where he was so surprised he missed a free throw. He stood there for a second. We gave up a three at the opposite end. So I took him out. I'm trying to get out of some of those bad habits, but, man, I mean, he can just score, you know? And so he's trying to facilitate. He's trying to get his guys going, and we'll get him going better. You know, we get to more our level, but it doesn't matter what you throw at him. He can really score. And then the best part is that he is, in fact, coachable. You know, yes, he wants the ball. Yes, he thinks he can score every time he gets it, and he's probably right. But the best example is, you know, we're really working hard on getting in there, playing off 2 feet, and, you know, and then having balance and making a play. And I don't know if you saw it twice today. He drove in, played off 2 feet, man went flying by, dropped off for a dunk twice. And that's really growth. So what's he mean to us? I mean, He's the nation's leading scorer, and he's shooting great percentages. So he's meant everything to us offensively. He's also a leader. He wants to win. But the part that I think people in basketball would be surprised by is his coachability. So he wants to be a pro. Wants to be a real, legit, have his name called pro. And he can score, man. Look, those guys are not bad defenders. They did not do a bad job. And he had 30 on 16 shots. Didn't help us win, but I don't know if you guys know, he had 12 straight threes in an exhibition game. Like, that was good coaching by me. It's really good. I told him to do that. Make another one. He's an impressive guy. We just have to have everybody else collectively play better. So, just real quick, my dad went to Ohio State. He was here. He's a walk-on on the JV when Jerry Lucas and John Havlicek and Coach Knight were here. It's an amazing honor to come and play, especially after that football game on Saturday. I will tell you this, like, there's all different sorts of roads to getting jobs. You know, some guys have to be knighted and win at lower levels. I thought Coach Diebler, like, we watch a lot of tape. We've been watching tape on them for a while, and they are doing a very good job. So if anybody has questions about the hire, just watch the tape and just ask basketball people. They have good players, but they're playing to their roles. They're playing really hard. They're playing very physical. And I think Ohio State basketball is in a really good place. Bruce is my, I'm trying to think, favorite Ohio State point guard since Scooney, or I don't know if you guys remember Jay Burson. Jay Burson was my hero growing up. And, when Ohio State has a big-time point guard, they usually have really good teams at the end of the year. So I think this team's going to be pretty good.